Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned pro in the Medicare insurance market, the Agent Survival Guide podcast has got you covered. Host Sarah Ruppel helps agents learn marketing tips and sales strategies while dispensing a healthy dose of industry updates on Medicare Advantage and Part D plans and stay compliant. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and my guest today is the aforementioned host of the Agent Survival Guide podcast, Sarah Ruppel. Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It is great to be here, John.
And Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So I have been in the industry, the insurance industry, since around 2016. Previous to that, I was actually in radio for 10 years. So that's kind of where the bug, I guess, of public speaking took form. And when I came to Ritter, it kind of seemed natural to pair that public speaking and media broadcasting format that I knew from radio into something like a podcast. And thankfully, the powers that be here thought it was a great idea and they kind of let me run with it.
Nice. So what was the impetus then for putting the whole podcast together?
Well, I think originally we had started out as a newsletter, then that sort of transitioned into a blog that had its own standalone site. And one of the things that seemed natural to me was that for someone driving around in their car, heading to appointments, things like that, they're not necessarily in front of a desk able to read long blog posts or articles or anything like that. But if they had a podcast that they could take with them, well, they could listen to that in between appointments as they're traveling to and from work. So it just seemed like something that was a better fit for where the insurance agent actually does their business.
So tell us a little bit about the podcast itself. How long have you been doing it? How many episodes have you recorded? What sort of subject matter you tackle?
Okay, so we've been doing this since November of 2017, which is hard to believe that it has been that long because it doesn't seem like it's been almost, you know, over 5 years at this point. And we do a lot of different types of episodes. So we have our core blog adaptations, which are basically we take our blog articles and format them for, you know, fix up the script, make it sound like it's not being read. And then we present that in an episode format. And then we also have a lot of other different content, like the Friday Five, where we try to bring through all of the different news and headlines and things that agents might have missed while they're out doing appointments, doing what they do best, selling. So we try to come in and kind of be the ones to bring in that information for them so that they don't have to seek it out. We also do an agent app series where we try to highlight apps that could be helpful for a business person as they're going through their day-to-day. And then we also have interviews with different industry leaders. We talk about marketing tips. So it's a really wide range. We're basically here to educate, empower, inform. I absolutely love learning. And I hope to bring that same level of love of learning and growing and developing to our agents.
So you mentioned that you have interviews. What sort of guests do you have?
So we have had a couple different carrier representatives and people who work in marketing for different carriers. We have had guests on. We had Andrew Saxa and Luke Acree from Reminder Media, and they are both really big in kind of the marketing side of things. And we've partnered with them to create a product that we can give to our agents and sort of help them with their marketing efforts, rather than having them focus on the things that maybe aren't in their wheelhouse. It kind of lets them focus on the sales side and does some of those marketing turnkey things for them so that they can just put those out and they're able to not have to spend all of that time thinking about the different things that you need to focus on when you're actually marketing. Trying to get a lot more industry professionals and carriers to come in and kind of see that there are ways that they can present and talk to the industry, talk to the agents, and provide value to them without necessarily talking plan specifics, you know, that they can talk about, this is, you know, these are the details about Medicare Advantage. This is how you go through and, you know, set yourself up to be able to sell this product. These are all the things you need to know. And of course, all of the compliance side of things. That is something huge in our industry. And it's something huge that we try to focus on as well to make sure we are properly communicating that information with our agents.
So Sarah, I got to ask, who are you finding is listening to the podcast?
Well, we have a lot of different agents that are listening to the podcast. We have a pretty good mix of, it's about 60% leaning male, 30% female, but really in that age range of agents who are, you know, kind of almost similar age of getting ready to age into Medicare. Pretty much typical industry. We have the Medicare Advantage, the MedSup agents. We also have life and annuity agents that are listening. And one of the things that probably surprised me the most is that we actually have real estate agents that listen to our podcast because, believe it or not, some of them are licensed themselves just to be able to handle that business that comes in should they be selling a house to someone. And hey, I'm also, you know, turning 65 in 2 or 3 months. Do you have anyone you can recommend? Well, that person happens to have their license and they're also able to sell. That I think was really surprising.
Nice. Are you getting feedback from your listeners, whether it be fan mail or maybe suggestions on topic matters, things like that?
We do get a lot of feedback, not always topic suggestions. I would love to hear more topic suggestions, but a lot of times we do get people writing in, emailing in, and kind of asking to meet with or talk with some of our representatives and our specialists. So it's really cool to see that we are connecting people who have questions with people who can answer those questions for them and give them those really specific areas for their market. Because I think that's something that not everyone has the ability to give their audience that direct pipeline to a physical person that they can talk to who really cares about their business and wants to help them grow and develop that business.
So speaking of questions then, what are some of the big questions that you're hoping to answer for your listeners?
I think some of the biggest questions that we try to answer are really the questions about how do we do what we're trying to do? How do you sell these products? How do you go about doing certifications? What is the process like? How do you market your business? What does marketing look like? Because for a lot of people, if they're coming through and they're just working in the sales part of everything, they don't have time to go through and do like the social media marketing, setting up those accounts, posting on a regular basis. We try to give them the information that they need to know how to do it, but then we also provide the information to be able to do those things. Like a lot of times in the Friday Five, we will actually point out articles or resources that are great ideas to post to your social accounts or post in your newsletters. So we just try to really be a great resource for our agents, basically like having their own kind of support office, their own little marketing camp, like in their back pocket, so to speak.
Sarah, with all the information that's out there and we're inundated with it constantly every day, how do you cut through the white noise?
Well, I think a lot of it is just, luckily I went through school at a time when journalism was journalism. And I think there is just a natural feeling that I have of loving to search through the news, scour through the news and find the information. And it's really fun to be able to go through that and find the things that we think are going to be helpful for our agents to take a look at what's going on, like legislation that's coming out, what's going to impact their business, things that might impact their clients, and just bring all that information to them and sort of help them cut through all that noise so that they don't have to do it themselves.
So what's the future of the agency survival guide? Any plans?
Well, I think in the future, we are looking to do a lot more video episodes. We've been working towards that, but also a lot more interviews. We really want to get a lot more industry experts on and just really try and pick their brains and be able to continue being the resource that we have been and just grow and develop and absolutely bring the most amount of knowledge that we possibly can to our agents.
Well, Sarah, best of luck with the podcast, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
That was Sarah Rappel, host of the Agent Survival Guide podcast, and I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.